Welcome back to the game this afternoon on News Radio 1350 KMAN, driven by Briggs Auto Lane, BriggsAuto.com. John Kurtz now joined by former K-State wide receiver Chris Harper. Good to get a chance to catch up with one of the guys who was my favorite soundbite on the team during his playing days at K-State. But, Chris, now with the Green Bay Packers, I know it was a long road, really, in your first season in the NFL, going from Seattle to San Francisco and eventually ended up in Green Bay. But how's life in the NFL?
It's good. You know, I don't have to go to school anymore, and yeah, that's a big plus. You know, it's just all football, you know, all day, and I think that's what we, when we're younger, that's what we're trying to get to that point. And you know, I'm here now, so still got a ways to go, you know, but I'm took the first step in getting in the league, so that's big.
But what is Green Bay like? I mean, do you feel like you've landed in a place that you can stick for a while with the Packers?
Oh, yeah, they definitely like developing players, and they like, you know, going through the draft, and they were actually, there was a lot of the teams that, you know, were going to draft me was kind of bunched up there in the same spot, and they're one of the teams that wanted to draft me around the same spot that Seattle got me, but, you know, Seattle had to pick it for them, so, you know, it's definitely a place that, you know, I like it a lot, and they, you know, they feel the same.
And now I know there was some talk, at least in San Francisco, of you spending time at tight end, right? How did that experiment go?
Yeah, I'm not there no more. So that's how that experiment went.
Okay, I mean, what was it like being a tight end?
It wasn't great. Just put it like that. It wasn't a great move. You know, it kind of was a little different than what I was told when I got. When I went out there, you know, they told me I was going to play a lot of different positions, and you know, I got there, I was playing like straight up tight end, and that, you know, that's not, I mean, I haven't played tight end. I never even gotten a 3-point stance since I was like 7 years old. So, yeah, that was a huge difference, especially doing it at the highest level you can do it at. You know, I'm out here trying to block Alden Smith and Justin Smith. Like, yeah.
Right, two all-pro defensive ends.
Exactly. So, yeah, that was an experiment. It didn't last that long.
We're talking right now with Chris Harper on the game this afternoon. So you land in Green Bay, and obviously K-State fans around here are pretty tuned into Green Bay because of Jordy Nelson, one of the better receivers in the NFL. What's it like getting a chance to learn from him?
Man, Jordy is that guy, man. He's a you know, I met him a couple times around. You know, I really didn't you know, really get to know him like that. But, you know, like, you know, a lot of times people say a lot of things about somebody and they're not true. But, you know, everything I've ever heard about Jordy is, you know, dead on. You know, he's a hard worker. He puts the time in. And, you know, I thought that when he was at K-State, I was like, oh, he threw him the ball every play. So I'm like, oh, maybe that pad is fast, but Jordy is, you know, he's for real. He's a real deal. You know, getting to see him work every day, and he's in there. We have to come early, you know, as rookies, we have to lift, and he comes in there, like, right after us every day, just doing, you know, making stuff. And you know, it's no secret why, you know, why he's been so good and so successful in the league for, you know, as long as he's been now.
Chris Harper with us on the game. I want to transition a little bit to K-State, and I know just judging by your Twitter feed, you still do keep tabs as much as you can on K-State over the past year. But the big news around here this week at Bill Snyder's first press conference of the spring mentioned that Daniel Sams has moved to wide receiver. He's working exclusively at wide receiver now, so no quarterback this spring. But you're a guy who in your career made the transition from quarterback to wide receiver. So I guess I'll start first and ask just – with Daniel Sams making that move, do you think he can make a fairly smooth transition to wideout?
Man, it's hard to say, you know, because every guy is different, you know. And obviously, you know, Daniel's really, really explosive with the ball, and he's a natural athlete. But it's you're totally switching gears, you know. You're going from, you know, quarterback to running routes and you know, catching the ball. I mean, so many, you know, different aspects of it. Running a route is the biggest thing, you know, because everybody thinks they can go out there and run a route. And it's a lot harder to do when you have people actually guarding you rather than on air. So, it's you know, it's, I think it's a lot of mental in it, but it's a lot of, you know, stuff, because you got to have good hits to do a lot of stuff, every season. So it's not like just a natural transition for everybody. You know, everybody's kind of different, you know, with the switch.
What were the biggest challenges for you when you made that switch?
My biggest challenge is just the thinking part of it. You know, I know what to do and how to do it. I just, you know, wasn't doing it because, you know, I wasn't really accustomed to, you know, running routes like that. So that was the big thing for me, was just not thinking about going out there and doing it, doing what I was doing. You know, just it just takes time. You know, it takes repetition. And the more I did it, you know, the better I got at it.
Chris Harper with me on the game on News Radio 1350. The other thing that we get, and we saw it on Twitter all week this week, people tweeting at us saying, well, why not have him move to running back, especially because there's only three scholarship running backs on the roster right now. Wide receiver looks pretty jam-packed. But I think, you know, in talking with you just a little bit about this, you think it would be much more difficult to move to running back than wide receiver?
Yeah, especially playing quarterback, you know, because, you know, receiver is a way more finesse position. You know, obviously there's guys that play, you know, really physical at the receiver position, but it's way more finesse than a running back. You know, running back, the biggest thing about running back, and especially in the NFL, is if you want to play running back, you got to be able to pass protect. And that's like a whole different aspect. So, you know, you're still trying to take a quarterback, and, you know, put them in at running back, especially on passing plays. And everybody's like, oh, well, you can take them out on the passing plays. Well, then basically that's giving the defense, you know, keys and, you know, tips. And that's the last thing you want to do. So it's hard enough to win games, you know, without them, what I'm trying to get. So I think putting them at receiver is probably the, you know, the best bet, you know, with an athlete like him. So, I mean, I could see if he was like if he was more like, you know, if he ran the ball more like Colin did, you know, because Colin was way more physical, or that would be, you know, probably be a, you know, a smoother transition. But, you know, he's more like a, you know, agile, you know, type fluid guy. So I think that was, receiver was a better spot for him.
Could Chris Harper have made it at running back in college?
I could have made it. I mean, but I didn't want to play any of that. You know, you're asking the wrong person. You probably just asked somebody about that. I thought it said I could have played everything in college, but you know, you asked me that.
So. All right, fair enough. Well, let me ask you about a guy that I'm assuming you know pretty well, in DeMarcus Robinson, who's now the de facto starter at running back because he's the most experienced guy. It's now was going to be his fifth year in the program as a redshirt senior. He's been around for a long time. He was really heralded out of high school, a 4-star recruit on Rivals.com coming out of Wichita. You know, John Hubert was in front of him, but what do you think has really held him back from getting any carries so far in his career?
That's my guy, man. You know, I've been with D-Max since he was in, you know, high school, and I always thought he could have played. You know, me and John are real cool, but I thought he could have played even when John was there. I just think he has, you know, he's such a laid back mentality, and that, you know, that kind of rubs some people the wrong way. But I mean, when he gets on the field, you know, he flips that switch. And I think that, you know, kind of before, the coach just wanted him to, you know, show more initiative, you know, to really show him that he really, you know, he wanted to get out there. And I think that played a factor in why he maybe didn't play as much as he could have. But, you know, I definitely think he's ready, and I'm super excited for him. I think everybody's going to see, you know, the type of athlete he is. I mean, he wasn't as heralded out of high school as he was for no reason. The dude is, you know, he's a super fast, super strong, you know, great athlete. So I think everybody's going to get to see that this year.
What about Jarvis Leverett? 2 years ago was a scout team player of the year, right? Your last year at K-State. He's another guy that's in the mix. What do you think of him?
Man, honestly, I was on offense, so he's on scout team of the defense. I really didn't get to see him like that much. But, you know, those guys definitely, they came in. I know them dudes work hard. I know we did summer workouts and all that stuff with them, so I know that those guys, you know, all put in the work. But, you know, I really can't say as much about him because, you know, I didn't really get to see him because we was on the other end of the field.
Right. Okay, fair enough. Chris Harper with us on the game, former K-State wide receiver. How about this then? Who was the toughest guy that you had to go up against on the scout team during your time at K-State?
Toughest guy to go up against in the scout team? Probably he left Dorian. I mean, because I thought Dorian could have started if he didn't, you know, tear his ACL. But, I mean, Dorian Roberts, he graduated this last year, though. So
right.
That's probably the toughest guy. You know, I mean, it's not when you're doing scouting and stuff, it's not like full speed either, though. So there's nobody that is trying to get a guy hurt. The last thing you want to do as a scouting player is get one of the starters hurt. So, yeah.
But see, we hear the stories of guys like Ryan Mueller when he was on the scout team being annoying to everybody because he goes so hard all the time.
Yeah, but they play line. You know, it's like they're supposed to like bang like a receiver. You know, the last thing you want to do is come up and jam a dude or accidentally, you know, trip up a dude and mess up his shoulder, you know, at practice. So I mean, with line, it's a little bit different because you have to bang the pass a little bit at line, but you know, especially at a position, you know, like receiver or something, it's kind of tough.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Chris Harper is our guest on the game on News Radio 1350 KMAN. Do you ever think back to that Baylor game in 2012?
Yeah, somebody brought that up like a couple days ago because I've been out here working out. You know, I run routes with a whole bunch of receivers, and it was like, yeah, you was on TV the other day. I was like, for real? I was like, for what? It was like, yeah, showing the Baylor game. I was like, oh, thanks, man. Appreciate that. Because it's like watching. I've seen Notre Dame, and I had watched them before, and I was like, man, if we would have got to play those guys, I mean, like, I didn't think they were really good. You know, I think they scheduled, you know, and they were Notre Dame. They got them in the national championship. I mean, they were obviously undefeated, but they then got blown. And I think the same thing would have happened if we would have, you know, beat Baylor. You know, I just, it, you know, this game is kind of sick, but I mean, you get over it. Just felt like it was out of character, and you know, tried to play like them, and you know, we can't play that game. We had to play our game, and we didn't play that game.
Can you offer us?
Can't change it now.
Yeah, you're right. Can you offer us any insight into, now that you're far away from it, just how beat up Colin Klein was at points during that season in 2012?
Oh yeah, he was banged up. You know, he had a sprained shoulder. You know, he had a sprained thumb and shoulder, and you know, stuff like that. So I mean, it makes, you know, his season, you know, that more, you know, incredible, you know, what he did. And, I mean, his junior year, he's probably more banged up more, I mean, than he was his senior year because he's running the ball a lot more. But, you know, that people don't understand that his shoulder was messed up when he was throwing the ball. You know, he actually threw it, statistically, he threw it better his senior year than his junior year. But,
well, speaking of you and
stuff to do, I played it.
Well, speaking of you and Colin Klein, well, another thing I've got to ask you, because this thing still is on all the time. Do you realize how much that Kansas State Cars commercial still runs with you two?
Yeah. My agent hit me up about that the other day, actually. So, people always either text me or tweet me. It's like, man, I just see a commercial. I'm like, what commercial? Like the K-State Cars commercial. I'm like, it's still showing that? Like, I know it's annoying people, so I'm sorry. I apologize for that. I don't have any control over the marketing at K-State Cars, though. So if I did, that commercial would have been off a long time ago.
Chris Harper with us for just a couple more moments on the game this afternoon. Great stuff with him. You know, you were absolutely the best quote on the team during your time at K-State. Have you? Do you talk to the media much in Green Bay? Like, are people figuring out how great of a quote you are?
No, I don't. I mean, I didn't. I didn't have no catches last year. They don't want to talk to me. But I just kind of say what I feel. I didn't really trying to give you guys any quotes. It was just kind of, you know, shot me in the foot sometimes too, and got in trouble for it. But,
well, okay. When did you get in trouble? What did you say that got you in trouble?
When I talked about the Pinstripe Bowl being terrible.
Okay.
And yeah, Coach banned me from the media.
So what is that conversation like with Coach Snyder when he gets upset with something that you said?
Well, he never said anything. He actually didn't say anything to me. They just kept taking me off of the media.
Ah, okay.
And I was like, okay. And, I mean, it wasn't like I just lit for media day every week anyway, so it wasn't like he hurt me or anything. But, yeah, I wasn't really trying to diss the Pinstripe Bowl, but, you know, it wasn't all that great, and then it was a snowstorm on top of that, and we lost. And got, you know, so it was, yeah.
Lost the salute. That was, yeah, there was a lot of things working against you that trip.
Yeah, it was a bad trip. I got to go to New York, I guess. But.
All right, well, Chris, I'll leave you with this, because one thing I'm curious about when you leave the program that a lot of guys have talked about is, you know, how – NFL practices are almost less intense than practices at K-State. We've heard that from a couple of guys. I remember Nick Leckie, an offensive lineman, telling us that not too long ago. Is that really true when you get to the NFL? Is it really almost like a step back from what practice was like at K-State?
Yeah, I mean, but in the league, you have all these rules, you know. In K-State, I mean, you have rules in college, too. Let me backtrack. Yeah, I mean, you have rules, but it's like way more rules in NFL, and you're dealing with grown men that are, yeah, you're dealing with grown men that are, you know, professionals. You're not dealing with college students, so you can't, you know, can't, I guess, press as hard, I guess, to say. And, you know, these dudes, we're doing stuff a lot more than we, you know, football-related than we are in college. But, yeah, I mean, it's practice-wise is a step back. But, I mean, when you're practicing, you know, for 3 hours, you can't really do too much more than, you know, 3 hours. So.
All right. Well, Chris, really appreciate the time this afternoon and joining us on the game, sharing your insight on all kinds of stuff. Good luck in the NFL, man, and hopefully we can catch up with you on down the road.
I appreciate it.